views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Millionaire Imprint for Women. This new radio show is about imprinting wealth for women, inspiring women of all ages to heal their karmic debts, to transcend the shame of poverty consciousness that women have lived with for centuries. It's time for women, for you, to have a new relationship with money, to radiate wealth from the inside out. We are creating a ripple effect, empowering millions of women to claim their inner wealth. Join Susan, Samantha, Momo, and Cornelia Fridays from 1 to 2 on The Cornelia Stephanie Show at Transformation Talk Radio. Are you in?
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Cornelia Stephanie Show, The Millionaire Imprint for Women. We are creating a new financial movement, and this is like the first month of the movement of the new financial imprint for women. And it's not just for women, it's for all of us. So, but most specifically for women, and part of the reason why it was named that is just because women have had so much shame around really claiming their power around money and being paid what they're worth. And so that's why it's called the Millionaire Imprint for Women, but it's not just for women. So my co-host today, Samantha Brown, welcome to the show, Samantha.
Hi, Cornelia. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited about this movement, and I'm so pumped for our little connection time today.
Yeah, it's so awesome, you know, because this show is to inspire others, whether women or men, to have a new relationship with money, and so that, that people can radiate that inner wealth from the inside out.
Woo!
And isn't that what it's about? It's about that inner radiance, and to become financially literate, to see that money is an energy, and that all we really have to do is shift our mindset, shift our beliefs, so that we can have a healthy connection with bringing money back into our life instead of keeping it apart from us.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So do you want to just get started?
Yeah, let's get started, babe.
Okay, great. So I have had some burning questions. I know we've been hearing some of these questions from our listeners. And so I just wanted to kind of tune in and see, since you are the creator of the Millionaire Imprint, why did you create the Millionaire Imprint? Like, what's the passion behind this movement?
Because I can totally relate to the poverty consciousness of not having enough, and the story that we as a collective have been living for not just this lifetime, but for thousands of lifetimes. And this movement isn't about accumulating wealth and becoming a consumer and ego gratification. But it's really about being able to live in financial freedom, live in my integrity, not just my integrity, but our integrity. And that is the integrity of the new earth. And that is in an abundant universe. We live in an abundant earth, and we are amazingly resourceful. And it is absolutely in our integrity to live in abundance, right? So part of what created this movement is to be able to really own up, to take full responsibility and own up that money is an energy, and that there is a lot of money that is all over this planet. It's just not distributed well enough. And
absolutely,
part of this movement is about empowering each and every single one of us to, if you want to radiate wealth from the inside out, and if you too want to experience financial empowerment and financial wealth, whether you want to become a millionaire or not, that you have the absolute choice and ability to do so just like everyone else. Because we've been there. We know what it's like not to live, to experience that in our own reality, because we've had to release the old consciousness that has been associated with that. Does that make sense?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's, I think people underestimate how big this issue is, that so many of us are out of alignment in, you know, not our dream jobs, in a job that is almost soul sucking instead of soul inspiring. And that is a planetary thing that's going on for sure. And I feel like money is the root of a lot of those things. So I want to ask you, in your wildest dreams, if you could just snap your fingers and make magic happen, what would your dream be with this movement? What would this ripple effect send out to the planet?
That would really be for, if I could snap my fingers, that would be that each person knows how abundant, how worthy, how amazing, how magnificent, how adoring, how deserving, how wealthy, how radiant each person, each sentient being is.
Amazing. And so with that, what are some structures or teachings or implementations would you like to see birthed from this? What do you want people to be talking about? How do you see this like rippling out into the rest of people's lives?
Well, firstly, you know, I think the reason why I wanted to call it the Millionaire Me Too movement, because do you remember the recent Me Too movement, right? Me Too. I was
right,
sexually abused, me too. I was, you know, what are all the recent, you know, sexual abuse, a childhood that was dysfunctional. There were so many things that we can relate to when we can connect with another person's pain, right? That many of us have had some of that trauma in our own personal lives that we can relate to. And that recent Me Too movement generated quite a following. And so what I thought, wow, you know, if people can jump on the vibe of saying, me too, I was sexually molested, and me too, I was abused as a child, and me too, I had, you know, a dysfunctional family, or I had alcoholic parents, or I was, you know, I just met somebody that was telling me that they were trafficked as a child, sex trafficking. I just met somebody like that. And I thought, I was thinking, you know, if people can identify and say me too to that, what if we took that me too movement and put it on something positive? What if
right.
we put it on, what if we put it, I'm abundant, me too. What if we put it, I'm a millionaire, me too. And the reason why I use the millionaire is because that's the kind of business owner as an entrepreneur that I'm setting up for myself, the kind of lifestyle that I want to live, and the people that I'm coaching, and the people that I'm working with. And I'm always modeling and showing what it is that I'm doing, and then teaching other people how to do the same thing. So I thought, the Millionaire Me Too movement could be a movement that would also bring up a consciousness where people still have issues around money, because not everybody would feel proud or happy to say Millionaire Me Too. What they would do, if they had issues around it, there would be judgments against what it is that I'm saying. There
right.
would be judgments around it, which means...
Mm-hmm.
Say that again.
Oh, I love that you used the word imprints, millionaire imprints. I was wondering if you could elaborate on that. And there's one more piece that, you know, the Me Too movement was, it really did spread like wildfire. And I'm just curious, what are your thoughts on why doesn't a positive movement spread in that same light? You know, like what would it take for humanity to spread a positive vibe that fast? It almost seems like a lot of times it's the negativity that everyone can resonate with right away, you know? And so that's why I like the word that you're using, imprint, because it's almost like we're introducing something very new to the planet. We're introducing, what if we're all free, right? That's what millionaire means to me. I'm not sure about you, but I'm thinking, you know, millionaire means freedom to create, freedom to experience the life that they want to live. What if, you know, what if we all had that? And I think that's why this imprint word. So what are your thoughts on the word imprint? Like, do you know why you chose that word? And what's your take on spreading positivity rather than spreading the negative?
Okay. So the imprint piece is also a representation of the blueprint for me. So imprint, blueprint, right? It's kind of like the same thing. So I'm living my divine blueprint. I'm living my divine imprint now. And I'm an activator. I activate things. I initiate things. I start things. I know that about myself because I'm an ascension guide. That's what I'm here to do. So the imprint means that this is what I'm grounding into the earth. This is what I'm imprinting. This is what I'm bringing. This is what I'm activating. This is what I'm committed to, and this is what I'm doing. And then in how that's played out in my business life, I created a structure on how to, you know, an imprint, just kind of like an architect has an imprint, a blueprint. And I created a structure in order to now actualize that. So I have a structure that's created that brings that kind of financial imprint into my reality based on what it is that I'm creating in my reality. And because that is an imprint that I created that I am authentically living and sharing now, it's an imprint that exists in the field of creation to where other people can just tap into that. And it's already there. It's already available. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so beautiful. And I love that. And thank you for your boldness and your courage and just calling it in. Because I know when two or more gather, the level of energy, it's like a vortex that's being called into the planet, right? It's so awesome. So then I want to lead into, are you a millionaire now? And what's your goal or vision with that?
So I want to answer that you had, Samantha, because I think it's an important one, the question that you had about the negativity. But you know what? Because
oh, yes,
I know we actually have to go to break. So we're going to take a quick break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm being interviewed today by my co-host, Samantha Brown. I'm Cornelia Stephanie. We'll be right back.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Samantha Brown with Cornelia Stephanie on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. And we are finishing up with part of our last segment. And we wanted to just recap on what do you feel like? What is the reason that people tend to gravitate towards the negative rather than the positive?
Yeah, I just think that's such a great question. You know, I think this is a human... This is like a human behavioral thing that we've been unconscious to. And the reason why I use the word unconscious, because now that you and I are talking about it, and once we make things that are unconscious conscious, we can shift the pattern and we can shift the behavior. So I think it's a behavioral thing that as humans, we've focused on the negative. So like, you know, let's just say, you know, you're in a room and you have, you know, so many people telling you how amazingly great you are and how amazing you are. And they're giving you all these compliments. And then you have one person in the room, and that one person either didn't agree with you, doesn't like you, or isn't, or has something negative to say. And what ends up happening is you would focus on that one person's negative instead of focusing on all those people that said the positive. Have you ever had that experience?
Yes, absolutely. And I feel like it's something to do with the nervous system and the reptilian brain. And I've read some research on how we're really designed to protect ourselves. So our brain highlights even more when something negative is happening. And I'm just curious, as a collective, how we can really choose to light ourselves up more when something positive is happening.
I mean, the number one thing, again, I always like to associate, keep it really simple. I look at old earth, new earth. New earth is all everything that's abundant, peace, prosperity, higher self. There's no disease. It's all healthy, wealthy. That's all new earth. It's unconditional love. It's everything positive is new earth. And old earth is all disease, war, reptilian, everything, poverty, sickness, illness, negative. It's all that. That's all old earth.
Right.
consciousness stuff. So I always like to look at it from that perspective, to keep it really simple, stupid in the moment when I need to make a choice and remind myself, is this old earth or is this new earth? And then I can immediately, when I look at it, oh, that's old earth consciousness. That's not where I live anymore, because I'm living heaven on earth here now, and I am living in my higher self. And so I don't do struggle. I don't do negative things. I don't do these things. And so if I find myself in an experience like that, I can immediately shift myself out just by simply choosing new earth consciousness.
Right. Yeah, because I think that's really important as we're building this millionaire imprint movement. It's how to inspire people to take action on just saying yes, right? Just saying yes, I want the wealth, abundance, vibrancy codes downloaded on the planet right now.
So
with this movement, how do you feel like you're going to shift the human program, this big consciousness around lack?
Yeah. Part of what I want to say is, with this movement, you know how I was telling you earlier that, you know, I am, you are too, so is Momo, so is Susan Glavin. With this movement, what we are doing is we are activating a new consciousness in the field that is absolutely abundant, absolutely infinitely wealthy, because whether you choose to become a millionaire or not, but residing in financial freedom with you as the authority to call the shots, that is the new financial story that we want to live, right? And you have the power to choose that, because that is now in existence. That's something that is there. And really, all you have to do is say, yes, I want that. I want to live like that. I don't want to live over here in this consciousness. I want this. And as soon as you say yes, you're going to see how the universe is going to line up everything for you to move you into the direction of that, because the universe wants you to line up with living in that evolution of the abundance that is in our integrity. And so it exists. All you really have to do is say yes, right?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So what are other things that you feel like can support this human program and shifting? Because I feel like there's so many layers to this. There's so many layers mm-hmm. to the consciousness of lack. And I'm curious if you've ever meditated or had any downloads on the original seed, the original idea of where did lack come from to begin with? Like, why was it even placed on the planet? Why was it even put into our consciousness? I'm just curious if that's a question that's ever come up for you.
Well, the way that I cleared the lack consciousness out of my physical body construct, and even still to this day, when there's subtle energy levels that come up at some point, they come up when it comes up. But really, where I discovered it is, I'm going to go back to the old earth, new earth, simple ways that I look at how I'm living my life, and that's either in the old earth or new earth. But in my own signature wholeness coaching certification program, a wholeness practitioner, you know, I discovered that there are a handful of core emotional wounds, and so the handful of core emotional wounds, and what are they? Betrayal, abandonment, survival, shame, separation from source, victim, savior, paradigm. So these are all of the emotional core wounds that we as a collective, we as a humanity are releasing and letting go of, so that we can move into the new earth and vibrate from a place of, from betrayal to trust, from not worthy, which is lack consciousness, to worthy, from separation from source to living in oneness and unity consciousness, because we've never been separate. It's only that we bought into the illusion that we've been separate from Source. We are absolutely 100% at one with Source. We're only releasing the feelings of separation through our experiences of experiencing lack, betrayal, victim consciousness. We're letting go of the story of the shame, and because that's also a core emotional wound, core emotional wound of shame of our power, shame of being the radiant, infinite, amazing, magnificent creators that we really are. That's a core emotional wound.
Yeah, shame's a really big one.
Shame is a big one, and shame is a big one that goes with money. Shame around having financial freedom. Because can you imagine how many people bought into the poverty religious program of, a vow that you made in some sort of lifetime, whenever you made that vow that you will never, ever, ever, say yes to financial freedom, say yes to money over your religion, right? And that DNA is still inside, active inside your physical body, and you may still be making choices based on that program. These are all programs, but they're all in the emotional core. That's all emotional stuff that people make choices on. But the number one thing I want to say in respect to the conversation, Samantha, that you and I are having around lack consciousness right now, and what's the opposite of lack consciousness, and that is infinite abundance. That's the opposite. That's the truth. And we are living on a duality planet, and we're moving beyond the duality consciousness. We're moving beyond into being able to rise above that. And when we're looking at lack, like for instance, running out of money, running out of time, running out of resources, this is a consciousness that is rooted in lack, and it is directly associated to the core wound of not worthy, of not being worthy. And if you look at what not worthy means, if you were to look it up, you will be mind blown at what you find. Not worthy means that you are not a person that deserves respect and that has value. That is what the meaning of not worthy means, not being worthy. And so I'm going to ask you, which person, are you kidding me? That just makes me crazy to think which person isn't valuable, which person isn't deserving of honor, and which person isn't deserving of value, which person doesn't have value, right? Which person doesn't have that? We all have that, but we have been making choices based on I'm not worthy, I'm not deserving. But that's only because you're just in your mental mind listening to that and making choices about that. But if you were to really sit down and look at and go, what is true here? What is true? Because the truth is that I am worthy. And really owning that in your root, owning that in your root, and owning that in all your chakras, owning that in your entire body, owning that in your DNA. I am worthy. You know what that means? It means that you are worthy and that you are deserving of value and respect. And you know what else that means? It means that you never have to prove anything to anyone. You don't have to make any money. You don't have to do anything because you are worthy just because you're born. And the only person that can deem yourself worthy is you. There's nobody else that can deem you worthy. You have to really be able to own that. So that's where the root is for me, Samantha.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you're talking about that, the word slavery really just comes up for me. And I think it's a very unconscious slavery. And it's where we're buying into the idea that our energy field is to supply someone else's dream. It's supplying a different energy field. And I think that's why the lack starts to happen, is that disconnection from source. So when we're plugged into source and we're activating our soul purpose, we're running on unlimited energy, unlimited supply. But when we start to plug into, being a piece for someone else's machine that maybe you don't even feel aligned to, I feel over time that lack really starts to show up, at least those are some thoughts that came up to me as you were talking about that. And I love all the pieces that you just brought in. So good.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? We're just going to skip the break, Carter. We're just going to skip the break because I just feel so in the flow right now with this conversation that I just want to skip this break right here. And that is because I really want people to get how worthy you each are and how worthy we all are. And I want you to think about it like this. A baby that is born into the world, that is 6 months old. The baby has never earned a degree, has never written a book, hasn't gone to college, hasn't earned anything. So I'm asking you, does that baby have value and does that baby have respect, deserve respect, and is that baby worthy? I'm going to ask you that.
Absolutely.
And if that question right away comes back to you and you're like, yes, right? Right?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, who doesn't
So who are you to think that you are less than that? You are exactly the same. You have value, you deserve respect, and you are worthy just by being born. But it's only that we bought into that program. We bought into that program and we've been acting out that program for the last 26,000 years. We have been living a lie of living everything that we're not. We've hidden it from ourselves. We can sit here and make up all kinds of stories of pointing the finger at this, that, and the other thing. But I'm all about taking responsibility for your creation, empowered creation, and that is you. You taking responsibility for you releasing that victim consciousness. Because you're not a victim, you're an empowered creator, and you can create and do whatever it is that you want to do, and that's the new movement. So that's the core we're talking about. And right now, there's so much collective juice right now up on the surface where people are really looking at how do they feel about money, how do they feel about their resources, what is going on, I heard you say the slavery system and the survival system. These are all core wounds. The survival wound is a core wound because we've all been tied into a system that was sucking the life force out of us, and we've been making choices based on survival because we want to eat. We wanted to eat and we wanted to make sure that we could feed our children, that the children could be fed. So, now it's absolutely in our integrity to rise above that consciousness of living and survival because there is a new way to live. And just by saying yes to that movement and feeling the vibration of how would it feel if you didn't have to work to survive? If you didn't have to be tapped into that old earth energy, how would that feel to you if you could live your life in freedom and live it according to what is singing? What is that song that's singing inside of you? What is that dream that wants to be realized inside of you? What if it took really is for you to say yes to that. I want to live my life like that. That's really what I want. That's what I came here to do.
Absolutely. And, nature reflects so much of this back to us. Like, how silly would it be if we thought about a tree hustling to make money, right? Or hustling to try to get water, or hustling to try to get the sun, There's so much of nature that it just runs beautifully on its own. And I know that the humans, we can have that system for us as well. And it doesn't have to be a struggle, And I know that there are cultures that do have that. And it's just us supporting that and saying, yes, we want that lifestyle, And I feel like it could still be very modern, but it's just more supportive. All it is a perception shift. Everyone coming from the space of, how can I support? How can I give rather than what can I take and what can I get out of this?
Yeah, or even thinking about hoarding or accumulation, or, you know, that whole piece. That's really right. Not what it's about. It's exactly about what you just said. It's about radical generosity. It's about being in service. It's about being in service. And this movement right here is bringing things up to the surface so that you can clear the shame, the victim consciousness, the not worthiness, all of the poverty programs that you have around money or energy in period, in general, and then decide how you want to live. Because truly, I really am a simplistic person. I like really simple things. You know, I don't need a lot of things in order for me to be at peace. I mean, I said this before, I could totally right now just go to a monastery and live there and just be happy living in a monastery and just be fine. I'm totally at peace with that, right? That would be just so fine with me. But that's not what I came here to do. I came here to really shift and to give birth to heaven on earth, to give birth to our prosperity and abundance. I mean, and listen, we've been playing this program out so well of poverty consciousness, of people being homeless and not being able to do the things. We've been tied into the matrix, giving our power away to all of these outside forces. And so I want to see, what is it going to be like with this movement when all of us are claiming our power and radically giving and sponsoring grassroots projects that we're passionate about and building wells in Ghana and, you know, doing all kinds of great things that support and sustain our earth.
Absolutely. And it would be so much fun. I think the thing is, people don't even realize how much fun and how much aliveness they're going to feel in their bodies the moment they're saying yes to their soul gifts, to their soul purpose, to their dream job, to their dream career, the dream business they want to create. And it really does take a warrior spirit, because just like you said, it's been thousands of years where we've been playing the poverty game. And so those old thoughts and ideas are going to come up sometimes. And we have to be so strong and so powerful in being like, thank you, but I've evolved out of that. And which leads me to my next question for you. Like, do you ever get challenged with money now? Do you get challenged when you're being stretched with money?
Yes, I do. And I just discovered that myself at this last conference that I was just at. And the reason why is that I've got my whole business structure set up, and I've got finances tied up, and I've got things tied up, and I've got a structure, and I know where I'm going, and I've got commitments, and I've got contractors and people that work with me, and different financial commitments that I'm committed to. And at this conference, I was invited to participate in a program to this publicist. That is, her name is Jackie Cote, and she's a publicity media strategist who helps soul-centered entrepreneurs get covered by major media, on news media, like on CNBC, on CBS, and on the news. They get put out there on the news, and this is what she does, because she's been in that industry 10 years as a media and TV producer and spokeswoman. She started her own company. And so they loved the Millionaire Me Too movement. They loved it. And they want to feature me and get me on CNN and CBS and get me on these the media. They want to get this movement out there on public television. And of course, there's a huge financial investment that I have to make to pay Jackie to get me on television. And so I was just presented this opportunity, and they just absolutely think that the Millionaire Me Too movement is going to be a huge hit, is a huge hit, and they want to put it on the news. They want to put it all over the media, and huge financial investment for me. And I said, at first I was like, I don't want to do that right now. And then she asked me one very important question, and that was really the next day. And that question really rocked me to my core. And the question that she asked me is, maybe maybe you not being true to your mission, maybe you want to pass the torch to someone else.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. Can you imagine, Samantha? So she's standing there, I'm standing there, and she's saying to me, you know, you can have it all right here. You're going to be all over the news, all over the place. It's guaranteed to happen. It's right here, right now. Maybe you're not really ready to stand in your mission, and maybe you're not really ready to really take this movement out on a large scale. This is going to be a huge success. I want to take you there. And maybe you want to pass the torch to someone else.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I tell you what, that was so huge that is what got me. So now in the next 90 days, I'm being trained to go on television with this movement on a major scale. And guess what, Samantha? You're part of it.
Perfect.
And can you imagine what it would have been like had I not done that? Because it's going to be a huge piece, and we have to be able to handle, because there's going to be a lot of people that are going to come in through this and we have to be able to handle the people that are going to be coming online with us. So
right. Absolutely. And I feel like continue.
I was just going to say that's how I just recently got challenged in my own creation. And normally, you know, I'm an initiator. I activate things. I start things. So I usually don't really hold back. I don't hold back. But I saw that I was holding back there. I was completely... Mm-hmm. holding back, because it was, you know, it's her company, and that's what she does. That's how she gets paid. I charge people to be on the radio too. It's how I get paid. So it's no difference. It's no difference. It's what she does. It's what I do. And it was just a perfect mirror. It was a perfect mirror. And so now I'm going to bring the Millionaire Me Too movement to major television, and all of the people that are with me here, the Millionaire Me Too co-hosts and the that are coming on after, they're all going to be part of this creation with me, because they said yes.
Awesome. And we all know, when you tell the cosmos yes, when we say yes to our vision, to our dream, to our purpose, the entire universe conspires to allow that to happen for you. And it really is about a commitment. So one, I want to commend you for that huge commitment. That's amazing. And that's bold courage. And I do feel like in this moment in time, it does take bold courage, because when you think about it, the energies that we're bringing in are still so new and so fresh. We need enough people to say yes. And that's all that it takes. It's just, even just people sitting at home or in their cars listening to this, if they just say yes, I choose freedom, creation, millionaire, financial freedom, financial wealth for everyone. Just everyone, the collective saying yes, that's so huge. That's so big.
Yeah.
And I know we're getting a little bit closer to the end. So what's a money exercise that the audience out there can do right now, right this minute, to shift their money programs? What's something big or small or very tangible that they can do, some take-home pieces?
Oh, I'm going to give you something that I just learned So it's a wonderful little technique, and I'll tell you about it when we come back from break. You're listening to The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Thank you, Samantha Brown. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasik each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit SourceLightIntegrations.com.
Hi, I'm Barbara Scheidegger, clinical hypnotherapist and founder of Swiss Hypnotherapy. My goal is to help you to reach your goal. And this is a tip with purpose. Everybody wants it and nobody has enough of it. But it comes to a point that you have to tell yourself, I can get more. I want more. I deserve more. I'm talking about money. More money, more money, more money. That's what people want. But what has to be done? Your thoughts have to change, that you can allow yourself to tell yourself, I have money and I want more money. How much money? What is it? Put it out there. Write it down. What would you do with more money? How would you feel to have more money? I hope this tip helps you going through the day today. You can reach me at 323-999-4775 or at my website at SwissHypnotherapy.com.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
Thanks so much for listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, The Millionaire Imprint for Women. Thanks, Samantha Brown, for being on today and for asking me all these wonderful questions so that I get to share my segment on The Millionaire Imprint. Next week, you're going to be on, Samantha, right?
Yes, I think I am.
Yes, next week, Friday. Next week, Friday, it's going to be Sam. She's going to be bringing her next piece. And so be sure to tune in next Friday. I wanted to tell everybody to go to CorneliaStephanie.com and sign up for my Wealthy Roots Women's Circle. It's $396 a year. It's a year of transformation, 2 Zoom calls once a month. And it's really about activating the new human template, coming in as a group of women where we go incredibly deep working in a group energy, and we become that collective group vibration together. You'll receive access to my school and divine empowerment courses, and we shift relationship issues around money and whatever else may be up in the collective field at that time. But it's biweekly. It's on Friday nights from 6 to 7. You don't have to be there, but it's wonderful to be part of the energy. It's $33 a month or $396 a year temporarily while I am rolling this out with the Millionaire Imprint. So CorneliaStephanie.com, click on the homepage there, and it says Wealthy Roots, and you can go and sign up for your year-long transformation. You get to work with me one-on-one in a group, which is very powerful. So one of the exercises that, you know, there's so many money techniques that you can do that you can do to shift your reality right now. A practical tool that I just love by that was presented by Sally Griffin at this Dream Big event is she said, sit down and write this. Money is Money is whatever comes to mind. So you got 5 minutes. Money is. So I'll give you an example. Money is the root of all evil. Money is dirty. Money is scarce. Money is not my friend. Money is. Whatever money is. So sit down and write that for like 5 minutes. Money is, 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 money is. Once you have that list, you can then see where your consciousness lies. And you can see how you want to change that story. And then sit down for the next 5 minutes and make another list towards all positive. Money is energy. Money is infinite. Money is unlimited. Money is my honey. Money is my friend. Money is my recovery. Money is my freedom. Money, me too. Whatever comes to mind in those 5 minutes. But what you want to do is you want to make two lists, one that shows you where your consciousness is around money so that you can really see it and shift it, and then make another list. And then take your list that had all the negative stuff on it and burn it right here and right now and be completely done with it. And from this day forward, you know that you have just released this old energy of consciousness of the way that you thought about money. And that is already a huge step forward with you saying money is. And then your new list, take your new money is list and post it to where you can see it so that you can really move into vibrational alignment with money and feel good about money, have no shame around money, feel good about adoring money, feeling good about the relationship you have with money, because you need money to live. You want money to live. You want a great flow. And right now, at this time on the planet, we're still using money, and money is going to be around still for a long time. So clear the consciousness, clear the relationship that you have with money, and you're going to already shift that relationship in your life. How do you like that exercise, Sam?
Beautiful. I love it so much. That is so much clarity, and I think will be hugely transformational. So I really encourage everyone to really just take some time and do that tonight. Don't wait. Just get it out, get it done, and let the miracles come in.
Woohoo! Yay! Woo! And so now that we've got that, we've just given some practical tools. Talked a lot about lack consciousness, and hopefully that gave you some inspiration on seeing how worthy and how amazing and how gifted you really are. And Sam, you're going to take us home today with doing a body talk session for the collective, for all of us, right?
Yes. So this is a very mini version of a body talk session. What's going to happen is some of the listeners out there, you may hear or feel your tummy gurgle as this session is being transmitted. So if you feel that or hear that, that's a super yes. That means your body is shifting already instantaneously. And this session will be programmed so that any future listeners will be able to tune into the benefits as well. So let's get right into it. One, we're going to have a clear connection with source energy. Cosmic Mother, Cosmic Father, we're going to invite everyone's enlightened masters and guides and life advisors to be present in this space. And we ask that this healing session happen and occur for the very highest good for all sentient beings. We're going to start with the planet Jupiter for good luck and optimism. Huge planet, lots of good luck. So just flushing, bringing so much good luck in that it kind of naturally and organically flushes out some of the old programs. We're going to link into the digestive system, circulation, nerve supply, plug-in, blood flow, nerve flow, lymph flow, proton, neutron, electron flow for the entire digestive system, linking to the large intestines and the colon to start to digest old anxiety around money, old worry around money, old uncomfortable feelings around money. And that's going to be running for 3 days. So I'll have everyone gently tap on the head, gently tap on their heart, gently tap on their small intestines. We're moving pretty fast here. We're going to move into the heart. We're going to do a micro adjustment for the heart, bringing it back into its most appropriate, most thriving position, linking into the right atrium of the heart, activating your soul purpose, aligning it to your gallbladder and your liver. Update on your decision-making, planning, organizing, and being more in the flow with an abundant and wealthy life, an abundant and wealthy energy field, abundant and wealthy life. Okay. And we're going to link into a collective past life. We're going to look at the eighth chakra, and this is around the collective consciousness. And this is around traumatic abuse, around not being able to do what's true and authentic for their spirit, but being forced to do things, even on a micro level, that just isn't true, isn't authentic for them. So this is like a lot of energy cords releasing from people's shoulders, from people's backs, just like a full readjustment of the energy throughout the different layers of their aura. So we're going to gently tap here, gently tapping on the head, on the heart, on the small intestine.
And will you keep this going for us?
Yeah, and this is going to be continuing on for 3 weeks. It's going to be 3-week download time. And I'm going to have everyone imagine a beautiful golden liquid white light flowing in. And we're going to just be sealing up all the levels and all the layers of your aura and grounding any excess energy down into the grounding cord. Okay, beautiful. And this session is sealed and complete. And I will let Cornelia take it away.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for listening. See you next time.
Thanks so much for being part of Creating Wealth for All Women. Every Friday, you benefit from the experience of women who share their financial wisdom. This movement is not about accumulating wealth. It's about being paid doing what we love, being able to invest in the things women are passionate about. Our new collective story is women are powerful with money. Becoming financially literate is the key to your empowerment and financial freedom. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.